This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged Friday the United States would defend its regional allies from North Korean aggression, with Japan and South Korea joining a call to punish North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. We get details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a joint statement, the three nations said they will press for existing UN sanctions against North Korea to be fully implemented and will continue to work closely with the international community to block the North's illicit revenue generation that funds its weapons programs, such as manipulating overseas workers and conducting malicious cyber activities. Blinken said he has sought and will continue to seek a diplomatic solution to the tensions with North Korea.
And as we consistently said, both publicly and to Pyongyang, we are prepared to engage in dialogue without preconditions. Unfortunately, to date, Pyongyang's answer to that proposal has been to launch more missiles.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
South Africa's deputy president says that Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to attend an economic summit in South Africa next month, but the country's trying to persuade him to stay away to avoid the legal and diplomatic fallout over his international arrest warrant. South Africa is a signatory to the Treaty on the International Criminal Court, which means it's obliged to arrest Putin on an indictment issued against him for war crimes in Ukraine. South African authorities are likely to breach the treaty and not arrest Putin, but allowing him to attend the summit freely would strain relations with the West. The UN Security Council has asked the Secretary General to come up within 30 days with options to help combat Haiti's armed gangs and restore security in the conflict-torn nation. He said they should include a non-UN multinational force, a possible UN peacekeeping force, training the country's police and tackling illegal arms trafficking. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending F-16 fighter jets to protect ships from Iranian seizures in the Gulf region. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
A senior defense official says the U.S. is beefing up its use of fighter jets around the strategic Strait of Hormuz to protect ships from Iranian seizures. The official says the U.S. is increasingly concerned about the growing ties between Iran, Russia, and Syria across the Middle East. The official told reporters the U.S. will send F-16 fighter jets to the Gulf region this weekend to augment the A-10 attack aircraft that have been patrolling there for more than a week. Last week, Iran tried to seize two oil tankers and opened fire on one of them. The U.S. Navy said in both instances, the Iranian naval vessels backed off when the guided missile destroyer USS McFall arrived on the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Moldovan Prime Minister Doran Irisian says that he accepted the resignation of three ministers, including the interior minister. It comes 2 weeks after a shooting at the country's main international airport that left two security officers dead. He said Friday in a media briefing that the interior minister, the infrastructure and regional development minister, and science and education minister all handed in their resignations, but the prime minister did not say why they quit. Movie and TV stars have joined picket lines in the fight over the future of Hollywood. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Familiar faces are joining writers in their strike against studios. Actors Jason Sudeikis and Rosario Dawson are among those walking the picket line, joining people like Diana Rinko.
I know there's been a lot of talk of like, oh, actors already make a lot of money. It's like, no, it's about like everybody.
Disney CEO Bob Iger says what these strikes are doing to Hollywood is a shame. Guardians of the Galaxy star Sean Gunn is calling out his boss.
When Bob Iger talks about what a shame it is, he needs to remember that in 1980, CEOs like him made 30 times what the worker, what their lowest worker was making. Now Bob Iger makes 400 times what his lowest worker is.
The actors and writers want contracts that keep up with inflation and better residual payments. No talks are planned and no end of the work stoppage is in sight. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal appeals court has temporarily paused a lower court ruling or order limiting executive branch officials' communications with social media companies about controversial online posts. Biden administration lawyers had asked the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans to stay the preliminary injunction issued on July 4th by the U.S. District Judge. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.